I'm Lisa Mullins. A man whose son was killed in the high school shooting in Parkland, Florida last year is back in Massachusetts. Last year, he was here to unveil a massive billboard with the face of his son. The billboard is over the Mass Turnpike. Now he's continuing to raise awareness about what he sees as the need for more gun regulations. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
Joaquin Oliver was 17 when he died in Parkland, Florida just a year ago. He was killed along with 16 others by a young man armed with an assault rifle made by a Massachusetts company, Smith & Wesson. Now Oliver's face shines from a billboard in the Back Bay with a fictional quote, "If I'd attended high school in Massachusetts instead of Parkland, Florida, I would likely be alive today." The billboard was designed by Joaquin's father, Manny Oliver, a Florida artist of Venezuelan descent. He brought a pop-up art display to the South End yesterday at the end of a three-day youth summit on gun violence prevention. Oliver says it shouldn't require losing your child in a shooting to support good sense gun policy.
Certainly we need to get a little more aggressive with stopping irresponsible people for purchasing guns. We are here now. We don't know if we're going to be here tomorrow because of gun violence. So that's what we do. We create awareness about what needs to be done.
High school students from around New England came to the weekend summit, hosted by the Boston University School of Public Health, as well as the organizations March for Our Lives Boston and Stop Handgun Violence. The students wrote to legislators in their states and participated in workshops on gun trafficking and gun laws. Samantha McGarry of Framingham attended with her 11-year-old daughter. McGarry says the Sandy Hook shooting caused her to become a gun control activist. McGarry grew up in England and says American gun culture continues to be a culture shock for her.
I grew up around rifles, and guns were always had to be stored correctly, bolt and ammo always separate. The police could come by and check at any point. And so coming here, it's culturally so radically different, I still can't wrap my head around it.
Gun violence prevention advocates are already preparing for their next somber anniversary. April 20th will mark 20 years since the shooting at Columbine High School. This evening at UMass Amherst, artist and Parkland father Manny Oliver will speak about his work in the wake of his son's death. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.